We've got time to do a little news of the week here before we take you for another news update at the half hour, and then look forward to talking with Jason Dyer fishing for garbage next week on the Provo River cleanup, which Navidowska says he's actually participated in. They do make it fun with prizes that have been donated by a lot of different organizations and barbecue and everything else, but we'll tell you more about that coming up. Navi, you've been out of touch, and Russ, I don't know whether you saw this or not. Did you see the story that's gone viral where they're looking for these ding-dongs down at Lake Mead that were tumbling some rock formations?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. What the heck? I don't want to try and understand what's in their heads, but federal authorities now are seeking help in finding out who these guys are, and they didn't try to hide their identity at all. So anybody that may know who they are is being asked to pass along information.
Sounds like the scouts at the hoodoos.
Remember that?
That's very famous. That's a Utah issue. Yeah, yeah. Those guys in this one, I watched one newscast. They had blurred their faces, but the other one they did not. But if you look up knucklehead in the dictionary, it's their photo.
Yeah. Well, they blurred the face of a minor, a child who was standing there behind it, which makes this, to me, even worse. These are evidently dads who children are standing right there, and these guys, for no reason whatsoever, thought it would be cute just to push these the tops of these red rock formations down the hill. It happened on the 13th of April at Lake Mead National Recreation Area. Been getting a lot of attention online. The post from the National Park Service says, U.S. Park Rangers at Lake Mead National Recreation Area seeking information from the public to identify two vandalism suspects seen here. And it's two grown men. But, I mean, I don't know what fine or jail time or what? I don't know.
On the federal program.
They can get 6 months.
Information from visitors, often very helpful to investigators. But we've had similar incidents like this before, and they didn't pull any punches when they were talking to the folks at the park. They said, look, two idiots destroying what nature created over thousands of years in front of a screaming girl. And somebody was trying to equate this to chopping down trees in the forest. And I said, well, that's also not allowed, depending on where you are. But a tree can regrow. These rocks, they ain't coming back.
No. They're very sensitive. I think I've talked before about the federal crime that I committed in the National Forest. I didn't commit anything. My dad did. And I got the ticket for it because I had the permit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and it wasn't cheap.
Yeah. Okay, here it is, Navin. You're right. 6 months in jail and a $5,000 fine, all the way up to a felony offense.
Yeah. What are you in
depending.
For?
Yeah.
What you in for there, pal?
Tumbling a rock, and the question is why. I don't understand where people are coming from. Interesting that story is getting attention on the week when we're talking about Earth Day, which is coming up on Monday. And I noticed Paramount Plus is doing something fun here. By the way, today, as you listen to this program, is free National Park Day. So you can get into any of the national parks free, depending on where you're listening. Yeah. And if you're close, you might as well drive over and take advantage of it. But because it's National Park Week, which kicks off today, Saturday, Paramount Plus is actually going to be live streaming 7 U.S. national parks from sunup to sundown. Wow. Kind of cool.
Yeah.
They started this morning at 6 o'clock. So happening right now, if you go to Paramount Plus, you'll see Yosemite Park. Tuesday, starting at 4:15 a.m., they go to North Carolina to the Blue Ridge Parkway, then Bingham Canyon, Montana, Wednesday. Then they go to New River Gorge, West Virginia, Everglades in Florida, Death Valley, California, and Zion National Park will be on the 28th, starting at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Cool.
So it's kind of like just pulling up a chair, I guess, and sitting there and watching as if you were relaxing in the national park.
Can I get my book stamped?
Also noticed this week. I don't know whether, Navi, you've been to Hawaii many more times than I have, but they were talking about a hike that's been illegal for a while, but people have been still attempting to do it. It's Oahu's Stairway to Heaven Trail. You know anything about that?
I do not. I don't go to Oahu as much anymore.
Yeah, this one had like, I don't know, almost 4,000 slick steel steps that ascend the narrow ridges of the Koolau mountain range there. But it's been illegal to hike since 1987. But think about it. If you're a person, even though there's a posted sign that said you can't go, but you see 4,000 stairs that have been placed just perfectly for you to make that climb, I guess some people would be tempted. But they've had so many problems with people getting hurt up there that they have taken extra measures, and they're actually going to be tearing down that stairway that used to, anyway, make it accessible to people. And there's a $1,000 citation there. And even at that threat, there's people that still go and do it, but you won't be able to do it anymore. So if you were thinking about it and headed over to Hawaii, I guess you need
not
to
going now.
Change your plans. All right, we got to take a break. We'll do that. And when we come back, we will talk more about this great event that's coming up next week to help clean up the Provo River area. The Provo River Cleanup Fishing for Garbage next weekend here. Stay with us.